Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were taught that it will be a shame to be a Christian in heaven without rewards. But so much better than the man who is in hell. Let's end the week on that note. Don't forget, as he has said this, and he's made this point here for us, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. There are some in the church that are not saved. I will confess the life of those, their name before the Father and before his angels, but not these that are not saved, because they won't be there. You see, I believe that your name is already on the book of life when you're born into this world. It's not blot out till you die without Jesus Christ. My friend, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? If you live for him, you will be opposed in this life. We've said it already a couple times on just this little part that we're in, 2 Timothy 3:12 and 13. Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But what do we find out about that? Evil men, seducers, shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But that will show if our love is indeed and in truth, or if it's only in word and tongue. See, a lot of times people won't do things, they won't stand for the Lord because they fear. But let me share with you the words of Jesus Christ himself when he was on earth, when he said this, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And of course, that all depends on your relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord. He will destroy body and soul in hell. So why fear the world? Let him be your Savior. Let him be your Lord. Let him be your desire. The final epitaph on Nineveh is laid waste. Is laid waste. Could that be said on your life? Does nothing for the Lord? Is it laid waste? As a saved person, you won't be in hell. You won't be there where no one remembers you anymore. But you don't want to be saved so as by fire. That shame is terrible. Nineveh has no comforter. Look ahead in biblical reason, if you will, then you'll know not to quit. People who quit when the refiner's fires are stoked will miss out as a shining, glorious jewel in heaven. Never quit. The refiner's fire is conforming you to the image of Christ for eternal reward in heaven. Never quit. That's why Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Now let's go on to verses 8 through 10 to keep in context here. Art thou better than Populus? No. That was situate among the rivers, and that had waters round about it, whose rampart was the sea, and her wall was from the sea. Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, and it was infinite. Put and Lubim were thy helper. yet was she carried away. She went into captivity. Her young children were also dashed in pieces at the top of all the streets, and they cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. Now, this happened to a place called No, and yet, having happened about 50 years before this happened to Nineveh, the same thing. Nineveh, had they looked back, they would have known what to do, not to end up the same way. You know, sometimes we'll hear somebody say, oh no. And we look to see what it was. We assumed it would be bad. A lady bakes a cake. Her husband comes into the house. Is it ready to come out of the oven? As he slams the door, the cake falls. And the wife with tears in her eyes says, oh no. A teen is given permission to go out on her first date. But dad sees that guy. He sees what drives up to pick her up. And so he watches that wretch walk up to the door. And the dad says, I'm so glad to meet you. I can't wait to see where you're going to take my daughter and me tonight. Or perhaps he says, where are you going to take my daughter? Where are you going to be at 8 o'clock? Where are you going to be at 8:30? Where are you going to be at 9? Where are you going to be at 9:30? And boy, I know where you're going to be at 10 o'clock unless you plan on this being the last day of your life on earth. I imagine the boy in each one of those cases thinks, oh no. Now, as Nineveh is about to be destroyed, God is giving her one more chance, a final effort. One might say, God's final call. You see, God is going to see the example, or should we say not only see, but use the example, of a place called No. And he's going to do that to try to help Nineveh understand what is about to happen. No was destroyed, as we said, about 50 years earlier. And it kind of reminds you of the passage in the New Testament. This says they say peace and safety, and then comes sudden destruction. In 1 Thessalonians 5:3, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. I want you to see three things in these verses. The first thing I want you to see here in verse 8 is no inhabitant is saved. There he says, art thou better than populous No, that was situated among the rivers, that had the waters round about it, whose rampart was the sea, and her wall was from the sea? Now, Noah was similar to Nineveh. The city was located in Egypt. On one side, it was protected with water, the ocean itself. It had a very well-skilled army. Its armament and its walls were such that all thought that it was impregnable. It seems to be so very safe. It was destroyed about 50 years earlier. They, Nineveh, ought to think of that and have it in their minds. Populous No has the idea of an artificer. These people are well skilled. But they get to the point They think they're too big or too great to fall. They think that their habitat is safe because of the work and preparations of their hands and minds. Science will never outdo God, my friend. Man's inventions will never conquer God. He who commands the winds and the waves, who sets the course of the stars and establishes the bounds of the rivers and oceans, the Creator God, who spoke the worlds into existence, can put down in an attosecond people, cities, and nations who would suppose they can oppose him successfully. Oh, my friend, they can. No habitat is safe protection from God. Even in Revelation 6, they'll be calling for the mountains and the rocks to fall upon them to hide them from the Lamb. That was always a unique passage to me, because from the Lamb. You think these soldiers, these captains, and all these great men, you might say, well, boy, if there was a bear running after them, if there was a lion chasing them, but the Lamb. And of course, we know that's the Lamb of God. But isn't it in comparison, the Lord saying, I can use something as a lamb. I've been gentle as a lamb. I've been as kind as a lamb. But now, they're going to find out he will be the Lion of the tribe of Judah. So again, having said all of that, you would think, one would think these people would try to make their lives right instead of trying to fight God. I'm reminded of the most powerful king of men, a man by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. In Daniel chapter 4, verses 34 through 37, we read this. And just to kind of give you some background to that, the king had a dream, and it troubled him what the dream meant. And so he called his magicians and everybody else to come in there, and they couldn't tell him. So they called Daniel, and Daniel said, well, king, you need to repent. You need to get right, because this dream, if it's fulfilled, it will please your enemies. It's against you. Well, after he tells him about it, the king thinks about it for a while, but then, because nothing happens immediately, he thinks he's all right, and he's walking around thinking, hey, look at me. Look at me.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.